The talks got off to a difficult start in March. Some factions walked out demanding greater representation. They insisted members of the Transitional Military Council, or TMC, not run for office.
There is a commitment from the government side, but if you look at the rebel side, the issues are, that is where it, things begin to get very complicated, because you have, you know, demand going, things like Mama Debi shouldn't stand for re-election or return of seized assets. You have to also reconcile the competing rivalries even between the opposition and rebel movement, because while they might be forming a unified position, you have about 40 groups present in the process in Doha.
The draft agreement is meant to pave the way for a national dialogue later this month and a new constitution. Chad has been locked in internal conflict for three decades. Idriss Deby came to power in 1991 in a military coup and served as president until his death last year. Fighting among armed groups has forced hundreds of thousands of people from their homes. When his father died, 37-year-old Mohamed Deby took over as president and heads the 15-member Transitional Military Council. He's credited with bringing rival militia to the negotiation table. But the absence of some of the main opposition figures from the signing on Monday rekindles doubts about the sustainability of the deal. Chad is one of the poorest countries in the Sahel, and with decades of drought and armed conflict, it is in urgent need of stability. There is an air of happiness and optimism here among the delegates. With me here is Fadul Hussein. He is from the National Council for Reform. He's one of the 42 organizations or groups that have signed this agreement, and he says he's happy. Why are you happy? What's different about this agreement?
Because this peace agreement, there is a lot of international community involved to observe or to continue to see where the peace in Chad. So that's why it's a lot of delegations here today. First of all, the United Nations, African Unions, and countries around the Chad, they all came here today to see the peace agreement. That's why today we are very happy, very pessimistic. And then the Mohamed Idriss Deby, he came here already to see all the political movement here to appreciate them to sign the peace agreement.
It seems that not all Chadians are ready for peace, because some of them have not attended this ceremony today and they have not signed. One of them is one of the most active groups in Chad militarily.
Yeah, the peace agreement is still open, and then it's still open for everybody to come join the peace agreement in the future. So we urge, and then today I urge everybody to didn't sign, and then because this is a historic moment for the Chadians. So anybody who didn't sign, he will continue to sign. The peace agreement is open. So for
aren't you concerned that one of the main factions, an armed faction, very active in the country, has not attended and has not signed it?
So there is a hesitation for the fact. So because they stay here for 5 months to negotiate with the Chadian government, but I have the optimistic they are welcome in the future to sign this peace agreement or to join this peace agreement. So that's why, you know, like all the Chadian government is still they have the demand for everybody and outside the country will come and then to join the peace.
So. Thank you so much, Fadul Hussein, from the National Council for Reform. So basically, the 42 groups that have signed this agreement today, they say they are very optimistic. They said this is the biggest gathering and the biggest deal of its kind that Chad has seen. Chad has signed dozens of similar deals in the past, but they said this is the greatest. And they said it's time in Chad. Everybody in Chad is tired of war, is tired of conflict, and they believe that with the help of Qatar and other countries and the UN and the African Union, and because the Chadians are ready for peace now and tired of war, they think this agreement will last.